Welcome back. I'm Carolyn Stain, and you're listening to Classic Lunch, proudly brought to you by First for Women Insurance. Now, every day during the month of August, I've been chatting to some truly dynamic women on the show because, of course, it's Women's Month here in South Africa. And today's guest is someone in the diplomatic corps, a really dynamic young woman who took up the post of cultural attaché at the French embassy here in South Africa in October last year. Her name is Céline Davert, and I've got her on the line right now. Bonjour, Céline. Ça va?
Bonjour, merci beaucoup. I'm glad to be here.
Bienvenue à mon émission sur la radio.
Merci beaucoup. Je suis enchantée.
Now, Céline, I want to talk a bit about your childhood. I know you were born in Istanbul to a French mum and a Turkish dad. What was it like growing up in Turkey as a young woman? Because let's give your age. I think you're around about 28, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I spent most of my life there, actually. So, I had a fantastic time growing up in Istanbul. It's a huge city, so it can be intimidating at times. But it's also a mix of European and Oriental influences, so a real cosmopolitan city. And I think, this had a huge impact on me as a young woman and on my interest for other cultures as well. So, yeah.
You decided to go into the political world and study political science and then economic law. And they're both perceived to be very male-dominated. Is it male-dominated? And were there stumbling blocks in getting to where you want to go as a woman in your chosen career?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I decided to study those two fields, I think, for many reasons. But first of all, the challenge, as you say, it can be quite male-dominated, especially the economic law field. But I was very willing to understand better the world I lived in and all the interactions between public and private institutions, how those interactions can shape our lives. So it really, I had a strong motivation to pursue my studies in those two fields. And it can be tough at times, specifically in law firms, because even though you don't have like a real clear discrimination, I sometimes felt that as a woman, I wasn't expected to, talk at certain times or express my opinion other times. And actually, this helped me. I mean, this shaped me as a woman and showed me that in fact, it was very important to speak up when I had to, whenever I had to. So I'd say, it was challenging at times, but those experiences were actually quite influential and helped me to be where I am now.
And you took the bar exam, I know, in 2016. And I find this amazing. You've worked with Emmanuel Macron. You volunteered for his political movement En Marche, and you were very involved in his presidential campaign. And that must have been such an incredible experience and an incredible achievement, especially when Emmanuel Macron, of course, won that election back in 2017. Tell us a bit about that experience.
Yeah, of course. Well, it was certainly a quite extraordinary experience. Everything happened a little bit by coincidence, I would say. As you mentioned, I was preparing for my bar exam at the time, and I never had any political commitments prior to the campaign. So it really happened a little bit by chance. He launched his movement En Marche right at the same time I had some spare time to, actually engage in other things than my studies. And was a very new movement. So at the very beginning, we were just a little group of fairly young people, around 20 years old, 25 years old, around that age. And it got much bigger than what we had thought at first, because at the very beginning, Emmanuel Macron wasn't a candidate. And 6 months after he launched his movement, he started to run for the presidential election. So it became a much bigger and different adventure. So I was asked to managed the volunteers of the headquarters, and actually I became a staff member then. And it was an extraordinary experience because of all the people I got to meet, people of all ages, of all backgrounds, and I found it was a very enriching experience. So, of course, when he won the election, I was over the cloud.
And working as press officer at the official residence of the French president at the Élysée Palace, where you focused on international affairs, mainly in the Middle East and on the African continent, is that what eventually brought you out here to South Africa?
Well, actually, it's quite the reason why I came to South Africa. So it's quite on point. I worked for about 2 years at the Élysée Palace, and I think very soon after I arrived, I started to work on international relations, specifically international affairs, and mostly on the African continent and Middle East. I think that Emmanuel Macron has a very, he has a vision when it comes to international relations in general, and he lived, actually it's not very well known, but he lived 6 months in Nigeria when he was younger for an internship. Yeah, he has this willingness to have a stronger relationship with Anglophone countries on the African continent. And South Africa in many ways is a strategic partner in that sense. So that's also why I started to get interested in South Africa at the time. And he also puts culture at the center of our diplomacy, because culture and the arts are so important, I think, to bring people together. But, you know, culture also helps changing our representations about ourselves, about the others. So in many ways, my choice to come to South Africa is directly related to my past experience at the Élysée Palace.
And how have you found South Africa in the time that you've been here as the French cultural attaché?
So it's quite peculiar, actually, for now, because I've spent half of my time here in lockdown. But yeah, it's a very strange time. But luckily, I've been very warmly welcomed by my team, by all the cultural partners here, and I have a beautiful relationship with many of them. So I think that helped me a lot to also get a better understanding of the country. It's a country of contrast and a fascinating one, I must say. And well, hopefully with level two now, I will be able to travel a little more around the country. I've been a few times to Cape Town already, and between Pretoria and Johannesburg on a daily basis. And I would like to discover further. So I'm quite grateful to be here.
Well, I'm very grateful to have met you because of meeting you. I'm now on the board of IFAS, the French Institute of South Africa. Tell us a bit more of the work that the French Institute of South Africa does.
Well, first of all, I'm very grateful to have you on the board of the French Institute. And the few words I can say about what we do. So as a French cultural attaché, I'm based at the French Institute. We have our offices in Braamfontein. And our goal is to create relationships, to create long-standing relationships with South African partners in three fields, because I'm responsible for the cultural department, but we also have a film and media department and a research department. So in all those fields, we work on creating projects between South Africa and France. And we do this in culture in many ways. So for instance, we cover for residencies of South African artists in France. We have a program with Cité des Arts, which is an artistic residency in Paris. And each year, in normal circumstances, we send artists there. But we also have French artists or artists from Francophone Africa coming to South Africa to perform and showcase their work. So, yeah, I think a few keywords are partnerships, of course, relationships between South Africa and France. And, yeah, anything we do, we like it to be long-standing, and we like to create a deep relationship between artists and partners.
Well, we look so forward to spending time in person with the artists that you bring out. So hopefully that'll happen soon. Céline, I want to talk a bit about, you know, August being Women's Month here in South Africa, and you've obviously become aware of the massive gender-based violence crisis that we face in our country. From your own personal perspective, how do you think we can try to solve it?
It's a very difficult question. As I'm looking at this from an outside perspective, and I do think that gender-based violence is such a global issue, because that's an issue you're facing in South Africa, obviously, but in many, many countries around the world, I think it's a very contemporary topic, unfortunately. And I mean, I think, you know, on my side, I see education as something really key in this, because that's how we're going to help raise awareness around gender-based violence. It's important to talk about it and to talk about it at a very early age, because that's when our vision of the world is shaped. So I really see the schools and teachers playing an important part in this. And I think anywhere around the world, basically now, not only in South Africa, of course, and in France, it's also very valid, in fact.
Yeah, you're an inspiration to many young women, and I think women listening right now who might want to go into politics or into the diplomatic corps, you are an inspiration. I want to know, who is the fearless woman that inspires Mademoiselle Céline Davert?
Well, thank you very much for that question. Actually, I think, you know, as a woman, I have been inspired by many, many women around me, but I think one very inspiring figure, and I'm talking about her because she actually died a few weeks ago. She's a French, she was a French and French Tunisian lawyer, and she was 93. Her name is Gisèle Halimi. And during her life, she fought for women's rights in France. So she's very famous because she has been defending, a lot of very mediatic cases. So she defended a young woman that aborted with the help of her mother in the 70s in France. She also, you know, was the lawyer of two women that have been raped while on holiday, also in France. And I'm talking specifically about those two cases because at the time they received huge media attention. And I think those cases really opened the way for a legal system that was more protective towards women. So I think this lady, because of her strength and the way she always spoke up and she always defended women, in many ways she's a big, big inspiration to me.
I'm Céline. As you know, Classic 102.7 is a music radio station, and you've selected a piece of music for us to listen to called Paradis Perdu. Tell us why you chose it.
So I chose this specific song by Christine and the Queens, who is a French singer. So it's a sad song, but I think it can be really cathartic at some stages in life. And I listen to it a lot at sometimes in my life. But I specifically chose it because Christine has a very strong personality. She's a huge star in France. And she does a lot to raise awareness around gender issues in France.
Well, let's take a listen to Paradis Perdu, sung by Christine and the Queens. That was Christine and the Queens with Paradis Perdu. And that was the choice of my very, very special guest on the show today, the French cultural attaché to South Africa, Céline Davert. Tell me, Céline, what advice would you give young women wanting to go into the diplomatic corps that perhaps you wish you had been given when you were younger?
So I think I would advise them not to think about gender as a limit and never doubt on their capacity because of that. Like, I don't think that, you know, being a woman should limit you in any way. And I actually had the chance to be raised with that in mind. So I really, I would tell young women. I've heard it a lot, and that helped me throughout my career and my studies. But I think, being a woman doesn't change a thing. Everything is possible. So that's what I would say to them.
One piece of advice for the women of South Africa and women in general, what would that be?
Look, I think it would be to be really fearless and never stop yourself from doing something because of the fear to be judged. Because many, many times, I mean, we hear a lot of things about how women should act, how they should be, what choices they should make. And I think, you know, this is not worth listening to because in the end, we have to make our own choices and be free of doing so. So I think, we shouldn't listen to other people judging women. And it's just up to us in the end. So I think any woman can, should basically be free of choosing what they want to choose and do whatever they want.
Céline, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. It's been lovely catching up and learning a bit more about you. And I hope we get to the theater again to watch the orchestra at the Linda Auditorium and have a lovely dinner again soon.
It would be lovely. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope that we'll be able to catch up soon in person.
That was Mademoiselle Céline Davert, the French cultural attaché to South Africa.